Welcome to 5-Minute Friday, easy to implement business tips for busy people who want to learn more and do better. I'm Ben Albert of Rochester Business Connections. On 5-Minute Friday, I collaborate with Western New York's very best business people to provide actionable insights in 5 to 10 minutes or less. Hungry business people like yourself are busy, so let's get right into it. Social selling is the process of developing relationships, most often on social media, as part of the sales process. It's 2021, and if you're still following the old school always be closing model, your system might need a firmware update. Social selling is where it's at these days, especially if you're selling a commodity product. People like to buy from people they know, like, and trust. I'm Ben Albert, and in this episode, I will provide 5 mind-blowing stats on social selling. You'll leave this episode with a refined knowledge of the power of incorporating social selling into your marketing strategy. To begin, according to Screwpile, 78% of salespeople using social media perform better than their peers. Mind-blowing, right? What this means is that the very best salespeople are using social selling. Are you branding yourself on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Clubhouse, or any other platforms? The very best business people are building a brand on at least one, if not multiple. You ought to be branding yourself. That means you. Yes, you. Not just your company or your products and services. Brand yourself as an expert, influencer, and a person of interest, and watch people come to you asking for your help. I could say it a million times. People buy from people they know, like, and trust. That should be you. To reduce overwhelm here, don't feel like you have to be everything to everyone and post everywhere. Choose one platform and 10x your efforts to brand yourself there. Ask yourself, where does my target market spend the most time? And spend as much time as possible socializing with them on that platform. For me, my number one is LinkedIn, by far. What's yours? Next, according to the Sales Benchmark Index, 98% of sales reps with 5,000 or more LinkedIn connections meet or surpass sales quotas. Now that is so powerful, I absolutely have to repeat it. 98% of sales reps with 5,000 or more LinkedIn connections meet or exceed sales quotas. So 5,000, it's a lot of connections. Do you have 5,000 or more? To be honest, I don't yet. The specific tips for breaking this mark and properly crushing LinkedIn will be a topic for an upcoming episode. The main point I want to make right now is simple. Imagine you could crush your quota every single month. You'd want that, right? Or as many of my listeners, maybe you aren't a salesperson. Imagine getting a raise and moving up into a higher leadership role due to your impeccable value promoting your community, promoting your business, promoting yourself. Very simply, those who put in the most time and effort into growing their network reap the highest benefits. It's a fact. Third stat of the day. McKinsey & Company noted that there are 1.5 billion social media users across the globe. Now that's a lot, isn't it? Let's look at that 5,000 mark again. Whether it's 5,000 connections on LinkedIn, friends on Facebook, followers on Instagram, Twitter, or anywhere else, there are millions and millions, 1.5 billion to be exact, of great people out there that will help you hit your goals. But remember, use caution and treat people with respect. Humans are not just a number. Connections need to be treated as friends as you build relationships with more and more of them. Imagine having 5,000 people that support you personally, would recommend you, and buy from your company. For many of us, we don't even need 5,000 of those people. Even 50 would do the trick. Start building your network now. Stat 4. According to Corporate Executive Board, 77% of B2B buyers won't speak to a salesperson until they've done their own research. Now, this hammers down everything we've been talking about today. In the 2020s, the name of the game is buyer empowerment. Our buyers are informed. They've done their research. It's less and less about hard sells these days and more about branding and relationship building. When prospects do their research, what do they find? Do you have a crappy service and no presence online? Are they impressed with the first impression you leave the moment they Google your name? Even if you're not the cheapest, you'll see your company grow if people know, like, and trust you. Lastly, number 5. According to Keller Research Center, the outbound selling strategy of cold calling only has a 2.5% success rate. That's right. Your assumptions are correct. Cold calling sucks. It's not fun. It's not practical, and it has a low success rate. I'm not saying the business you work for shouldn't cold call at all, but I am saying that there is a low chance of effectiveness. Nowadays, you don't have to do the old-fashioned cold calling. You can do cold outreach on social media, or even better, continuously keep in touch with your current connections. So go on, everyone. Get out and pump steroids into your social selling empire. As another reminder, email me, ben@balbertmarketing.com. That's ben@balbertmarketing.com if you have a question or need some help. I appreciate you engaging with me today. Most weeks, we will have an expert guest. If you'd like to learn more about Balbert Marketing and our services, I encourage you to go to 585marketing.com. Keep up the great work. Thanks for listening to 5-Minute Friday by Rochester Business Connections. Want to become a professional contributor? If you have a voice that needs to be heard, email ben@balbertmarketing.com. That's ben@balbertmarketing.com. To host the next 5-Minute Friday, I encourage you to subscribe on your favorite platform, and no requirement to leave a long review. Just select whatever star rating you believe we deserve. Lastly, if you enjoyed today's tips, I encourage you to tell a colleague or a friend. See you next time.